弟兄姐妹，当我们等候焚烧的灵，圣灵就在我们当中运行工作。
When we're waiting for the burning spirit, it is the spirit working in us.
我们相信早先，我们每一位来到主面前的，主要赐下焚烧的灵来。
And I believe that everyone who comes before the Lord wants you to have His spirit.
上一次我们在启示录当中交通到启示录中的羔羊。
Last time when we read the book of Revelation, we talk about the Lamb.
在启示录大概有29次提到羔羊。
There are about 29 times in the book of Revelation that talk about the Lamb.
在宝座中是有羔羊站立。
On the throne, there is the Lamb.
像是刚刚被杀的。
As Lamb that has just been slain.
羔羊成为宇宙万有之中一切敬拜和赞美的中心。
So the Lamb is now the center of worship among all nations.
我们讲到羔羊，说到它的柔软，它的顺服。
So when we talk about the Lamb, we talk about its humbleness.
但是启示录中的羔羊，我们要看见它已经得胜了。
But in the book of Revelation, the Lamb is now victorious.
它的生命得胜。
The Lamb now has a victorious life.
他的经历得胜。
The Lamb now has a victorious experience.
他胜过仇敌一切的权势。
It has now overcome the enemy.
他带着审判的权柄。
It now comes with the power of judgment.
早前我们在这边看见启示录中也有20多次讲到圣灵。
And also in the book of Revelation, over 20 some times they talk about the Spirit.
在启示录第一章第四节。
Revelations 1:4.
约翰写信给亚细亚的七个教会。
John to the seven churches that are in Asia.
他说：“但愿从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神。”
He says, "From him who is and who was and who is to come."
他下面就讲到和他宝座前的七灵。
And also from the seven spirits who are before his throne.
当神要向七个教会来发声说话。
So when God is speaking to the seven churches,
啊，这七个教会也就代表古今中外，我们知道所有的教会。
So these seven churches represent all the churches in all ages.
他讲到这位昔在、今在、以后永在的神。
Then this God who was, who is, and who is to come.
他讲到宝座前的七灵。
And also the seven spirits before his throne.
他也告诉我们是在世上为君王元首的耶稣基督。
And then it also says it is from Jesus, the King of all nations.
是三而一的神在这里说话。
This three in one God is now speaking.
启示录特别讲到宝座前的七灵。
It talks about the seven spirits that are before the throne.
它不是讲到七个不同的圣灵。
There are not seven different spirits.
他是讲到一位圣灵，
But it is one spirit,
这位丰满的圣灵，
one spirit of fullness,
有完全的能力，
this one perfect spirit,
还有完全的启示，
this one perfect revelation,
他就是三而一神中的一位，
it is the three in one God, one of them,
他讲到七灵，
is this seven spirit,
弟兄姐妹，我们知道是得荣耀之耶稣的灵。
Brother and sister, we know that this is the spirit of the glorified Jesus Christ.
而且我们从启示录里面，我们来看见他让我们认识圣灵。
So from the book of Revelations, we know that God wants us to understand the spirit.
是什么样的一位圣灵？
And who is this spirit?
他要做什么样的工作？
What work will it done?
我们在以赛亚书第十一章第二节。
So let's go to Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2.
那这一节经节的里面呢，他讲到耶和华的灵必住在他身上。
He says that the spirit of the Lord will rest on him.
就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵。
The spirit of wisdom and understanding.
谋略和能力的灵。
The spirit of counsel and strength.
知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
The spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord.
他这边讲到耶和华的灵。
He says the spirit of the Lord.
他讲到智慧的灵。
The spirit of wisdom.
他讲到聪明的灵。
The spirit of understanding.
谋略的灵。
The spirit of counsel.
能力的灵。
The spirit of strength.
知识的灵。
The spirit of knowledge.
敬畏耶和华的灵。
The spirit of the fear of the Lord.
当我们来到神的面前。
So when we come before our Lord.
圣灵是那么的丰满。
This Holy Spirit is filled.
圣经中还有很多很多来说到这位圣灵。
So throughout the Bible, there are a lot of verses that describe this spirit.
它是赐人智慧和启示的灵。
It is a spirit that gives us wisdom and understanding.
刚刚我们唱的诗歌讲到它是焚烧的灵。
We just sing a song that says it is the spirit of fire.
今天圣灵 在执行神的旨意。
Today the Holy Spirit is executing God's plan.
圣灵来完成神的旨意。
The Spirit is now completing God's will.
我们看见宝座中的羔羊。
So let us see the Lamb on the throne.
他得着一切的权柄。
Once the Lamb has all the authority.
因为羔羊是配。
Because only the Lamb is worthy.
他配揭开七印。
Only the Lamb is worthy to open up the seals.
他在那里能够接过书卷来。
Now only the Lamb is worthy to open up the book.
讲到整个神的旨意的完成。
So that God's will can be completed.
是的，羔羊是配。
Yes, only the Lamb is worthy.
但是我们要在启示录里面看见。
But from the book of Revelations, let us also see.
这位羔羊。
That this Lamb.
他也讲到他就是神的七灵。
Also, this is the seven spirits.
非常的稀奇。
It is marvelous.
那这位神的七灵，或者我们所认识的圣灵。
The seven spirits and the Holy Spirit that we know of.
在启示录里面让我们认识，今天就是我们因着信我们所得着的。
So in the book of Revelation, let us understand that it is through faith that we can obtain the Spirit.
我们相信，我们也接受。
When we believe and we receive.
是耶稣基督他得着了荣耀。
That it is Jesus who is now glorified.
他在圣灵里面回来了。
That he has now come back to us in the Spirit.
他带着一切他所得着的丰富。
And through the Spirit with all his fullness.
他的得胜。
His victory.
他的所事。
Who he is,
他的所做
all he has done,
他为我们承受圣灵没有限量
he has given us the spirit without limits,
今天他在圣灵里面回来
and today he comes back to us in his spirit,
他要用我们每一位我们也来领受这丰满的圣灵
so that each one of us can now receive this life of fullness,
启示录第四章第五节
Revelation chapter 4 verse 5,
他说有闪电声音雷轰从宝座中发出
He says, Out from the throne come flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder.
又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着
And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne.
他说这七灯就是神的七灵
Which are the seven spirits of God.
那在这边我们看见这七个灯呢他说就是神的七灵
And here it says that the seven lamps are the seven spirits of God
讲到圣灵是完全的光照
It says that the spirit is light
完全的亮光
It is a light
主耶稣来到地上之后他说他就是世上的光
So when Jesus came to this world he said that he is the light of the world
他就是生命的光
That he is the light of our lives
弟兄姐妹今天我们在圣灵的里面
So brothers and sisters today when we are in the spirit
我们得着了这位是光的耶稣
We have received this Jesus who is light
他在圣灵里面回来了
He has come back to us through the spirit
所以不单当人在他道成肉身之中呢他把这个光在地上显出来
So not only when his words became flesh when he was on earth he was the light
今天圣灵住在我们的里面
Today when the spirit dwells in you
就是七灵
It is the seven spirit
就是这位完全的圣灵
This completeness of spirit
今天他就是那完全的光
Today it is also this perfect light
在我们的里面
That is now in us.
弟兄姐妹要把所有的黑暗能够除去。
Brothers and sisters, these lights can cast away all darkness.
它要吸引我们。
And these lights will draw us closer.
来就近十架。
To draw us closer to the cross.
吸引我们来到宝座的面前。
To draw us closer to his throne.
这里有七盏火灯在宝座前点着。
And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne.
这七灯就是神的七灵。
Which are the seven spirits of God.
弟兄姐妹很多时候我们里面有很多的黑暗
Brothers and sisters, a lot of time we are filled with darkness
但是我们自己也不知道
Without even us knowing it
今天我们常常不愿意来到光中
And a lot of times how often we don't want to come to the light
当你把一个石头在土地上推翻开的时候
When you overturn a rock on the ground
当那个光一照在那个地上
When the light now shines under the rock
你看有好多的这些小虫他们就要往四周的去爬去躲避
You see a lot of little insects and worms they are now running away
我们天然生命不愿意接受光
Our natural flesh and life we don't want this light
但是主他就是真光
But we know that our God is this true light
有七盏火灯在宝座前是一直点着的
There are seven lamps that are lit up
主叫我们被他来吸引。
So God wants to draw us close.
当我们来就近我们的主。
And when we come closer,
啊，我们就知道说圣灵他是完全的亮光。
And we can see that the Spirit is this perfect light.
啊，要除去我们里面一切的阴翳。
And these lights want to cast away our darkness.
光一显现出来
When the light is revealed,
就把黑暗除去了
then the darkness is cast away.
我们只有来到宝座的面前
It is when we come to his throne.
我们只有来就近光
When we come close to this light,
我们才有可能见光
then we can now see the light.
弟兄姐妹我们每一天的生活当中
Brothers and sisters, in our daily living,
我们都需要知道我们何等的要时刻的转向主。
We have to recognize that how often we have to turn back to the Lord.
启示录这边所告诉我们的。
In the book of Revelations, what is telling us?
弟兄姐妹，这是在天上的一些情形。
Brothers and sisters, these are images from heaven.
但是不是要等我们等到那一天主再来了，我们才说哦这样的一个光景。
But it is not only at that time that we get to see these images.
只要我们今天就被吸引。
We can now experience these images.
他要我们预尝到属天属灵的这样的一些滋味。
He wants us to have a foretaste of what it is going to be like.
当主把他自己来赐给我们。
When the Lord gave us himself.
他就是生命的光。
He is this light.
他就是世界的光。
He is this light of the world.
但是今天我们是不是真的得着了？
But today, have you received?
这边让我们认识到说你要到宝座前来
Here it tells us that we have to come before the throne
这里有七盏火灯
That there were seven lamps of fire
这七灯就是神的七灵
And these seven lamps of fire are the seven spirits of God
然后在启示录第五章第六节
Chapter 5 verse 6
这一节我们在讲到羔羊的时候我们都一起读过
We have read this verse before.
他讲到我看见宝座与四活物并长老之中是有羔羊站立。
He says, and I saw between the thrones with the four living creatures and the elders a lamp standing.
像是被杀过的。
As if slain.
他是讲到他是刚刚被杀过的。
It is a lamp that has just been slain.
主耶稣为我们在十架受死。
Jesus Christ, he died for us on the cross.
他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。
Just like a lamb carrying over to be slaughtered.
他是赎罪的羔羊。
It is the lamb of offering.
为我们被杀献祭。
It died to redeem us.
他复活，他升天。
He died, resurrected, and exalted.
他在宝座中还是站立的。
It is on the throne, now it stands.
他是刚刚被杀过的。
A lamb has just been slain.
他之后我们看见他要接过书卷。
And then after that, you see this lamb will receive this scroll.
在天上有大的赞美。
And on heaven, it is now filled with worship.
因为主曾为我们道成肉身。
Because the Lord came to this earth in his flesh.
他完全站在人的地位上。
He took on a position of a man.
他在人的里面。在人的地位他胜过了仇敌
and as a man and in the position of a man he overcame the enemy
他叫那仇敌和报仇的是闭口无言
so that the enemies and there, he is now speechless
哦，我们的主是全得胜大得胜
that our Lord is now completely victorious
他是配
that he is the only worthy
只有他配他能够接过这个书卷
only the lamp is worthy for the scroll
只有他配他能够揭开七印
only the lamp is worthy to open up the seals
所以只有他配他能够在宝座上和父神同坐
and only the lamb is worthy to sit on the throne with God
这边这样告诉我们说有七角七眼
and then this lamb having seven horns and seven eyes
在宝座之中我们看见是羔羊站立
on the throne we see a lamb standing
然后我们看见他讲到说有七角七眼
having seven horns and seven eyes
然后讲到就是神的七灵
which are the seven spirits of God
七角我们特别认识到说角是说到能力
when you talk about the seven horns we know that horns means power
讲到我们的主他现在是有完全的能力
So here says that our Lord now has the complete power
他胜过仇敌
He has now overcome the enemy
是用他的生命美德胜过仇敌
With his life
所以他在地上的时候他这样的一个 低微的道路。
So when he was on earth, he was walking this humble path.
他没有外面什么让人家来羡慕他。
That externally he has nothing to be envy of.
但是我们要认识到一个最大能力的彰显。
But we see that the greatest power of all.
是在人所认为是一个最软弱的一个时刻。
Is that when people thought that he was at his weakest point?
他因着软弱被钉在十字架上。
Through his weakness, he was nailed on the cross.
弟兄姐妹，在那个软弱的里面。
But it is in that moment of weakness.
他在彰显神的大能。
That he revealed God's strength.
这是人所不能认识的一个极大的能力。
And it was something that man would not understand.
主耶稣他胜过仇敌。
That it is at that point Jesus overcame the enemy.
我们今天都要稀奇，在宝座前是有羔羊站立。
So that's why today we marvel on the throne is a lamb.
他讲到有七角，有七眼。
A lamb having seven horns and seven eyes.
还有完全的能力。
He now has the perfect power.
今天我们多少时候我们都觉得我何等的软弱。
So how a lot of times we think we are weak.
我们唱诗歌也唱到说，是我们软弱已经够长久。
And there is a song we sing that we have been weak for too long.
哇，给我能力就在这个时候。
So Lord, give me strength and give me now.
我们的主何其不盼望说把能力赐给我们。
And how our Lord wants to give his strength through to us.
他也吩咐我们要等候所应许的圣灵。
And he asks us to wait for the anointed spirit.
他说你们就必得着能力。
And he says that then you will be strengthened.
弟兄姐妹，这个能力不是叫我们在地上我们就可以作威作福。
Brothers and sisters, this strength will not make us strong in this world.
这个能力并不叫我们就比别人高一等。
This is not the strength that will make us better than other men.
这是一个耶稣基督的能力。
But it is the strength of Christ.
叫我们愿意和他站在最卑微的道路上。
So that we are able to stand with him in this humble path.
他叫我们经历，叫我们能够更多得着他的生命。
So that we may experience more a life with him.
好像是那么的柔软。
Just like a life of meekness.
但是却在彰显一个最大的能力。
But it is through our meekness that we show our internal strength.
好像人都可以来欺负你。
Just like man can come and take advantage of you.
但是仇敌却不能胜过我们。
But yet the enemy can never overtake us.
这个柔软。
It is this weakness.
它却不是柔弱。
It is not weakness.
你常常发现说，看起来是一个非常柔软的人。
So someone will see us as someone who may be weak.
但是如果这个柔软是基督生命所出来的。
But if this weakness is shown through Jesus Christ,
你发现面对仇敌的时候
then you see that when you face the strongest enemy,
是充满能力的。
You are filled with strength.
这是一个为主能够刚强站立得住的。
It is someone who can stand strong and stand firm.
在肉体里面觉得我何等的有力量的。
That in the flesh, you now feel your strength.
那一些长得非常雄壮的。
Someone that are powerful.
可能在仇敌面前是站立不住的。
Maybe these loud ones and the powerful ones, they may not be able to stand firm.
他说站到宝座中有羔羊站立。
He says that on the throne a lamb standing.
有七角。
Having seven horns.
他讲到圣灵完全的能力。
Seven horns meaning this perfect power of the Spirit.
七角就是神的七灵。
Because the seven horns are the seven spirits of God.
今天我们觉得自己软弱。
Today you may think that you are weak.
我们需要向我们的主来祷告。
And what you need to do is come pray before the Lord.
他要我们等候。
He asks us to wait.
直到等着圣灵充满在我们的里面。
To wait until we are filled by His Spirit.
圣灵浇灌在我们的身上。
So that when the Spirit is anointed on us.
他叫我们得着能力。
Then we will be strengthened.
今天神的旨意要通行。
Today God's will will be true.
他叫我们成为完成他旨意的器皿。
He wants us to be the vessel that completes His will.
所以使徒行传一章八节，他叫我们等候所应许的圣灵。
So in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says that we must wait for the Spirit to come.
他叫我们得着能力。
So that we can be strengthened.
七角就是神的器皿。
Seven horns are the seven spirits of God.
他不单有七角，还有七眼。
Not only seven horns, but the seven eyes.
那这个七眼讲到圣灵完全的智慧和启示。
And these seven eyes talk about the perfect revelation and wisdom of the Spirit.
在以弗所书，保罗他讲到非常高峰的启示。
In the book of Ephesians, Paul talk about this highest point of revelation.
我们知道两卷书是 保罗所讲到在圣经里面最高的启示。
So we know that there are two books that talk about this peak of revelations in the Bible.
以弗所书是说到教会是基督的身体。
In the book of Ephesians, it talks about how the church is the body of Christ.
哥罗西书讲到基督是教会的元首。
In the Colossians, it talks about Christ is the head of the church.
当保罗要传讲这么高的信息。
So when Paul go preach this difficult message,
他要我们祷告。
He wants us to first pray.
好，为着我们祷告。
He says, pray for us.
我们里面都要有一个渴望。
So that we can have this longing.
我们要求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
That we have to ask for the Spirit that's revealed.
叫我们能够真知道他。
So that we can truly know him.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们的知道，我们的对主的认识是在我们头脑的里面。
Brothers and sisters, how often what we have of God is just knowledge in our brain.
特别是在知识的范围的里面。
Especially these are just knowledge.
有一次我看一本专门讲解经的书。
One time I was reading a Bible commentary.
他讲到很多解经的方法。
He talked about a lot of different ways to explain the Bible.
你可以这样子 来解释，你能够那样很多的方法，你看到的时候都觉得其实蛮有道理的，蛮不错的。
The book would teach you how to explain it like this or explain it like that. So when you read it, you think that it kind of makes sense.
因为他就是教你怎么样来解圣经的。
Because this is a book that shows you how to explain the Bible.
当他讲完了这个大概有十种不同的方法以后，最后他讲一个范例。
But after that, when he tells you the 10 different methods to explain the Bible, it says this.
他把那段经节列出来。
It leaves out one verse.
然后就应用他讲的这些方法。
And then it would explain to you how these words apply.
这些方法都很好。
And all these methods are great.
但让我很稀奇的是。
But one thing that I'm amazed of.
最后他解出来的那个答案呢。
Is that at the end, when it comes to a conclusion.
你一读就知道说这完全没有圣灵的启示。
You read it, you know that it is not from the Spirit.
好像从头脑知识里面分析出来的。
You read it and you know that it is just from someone reading by words and just explaining the meaning of each word.
同学，有时候我们自己也常常用我们的方法、我们的知识、我们的智慧，我们想要来认识神。
Brothers and sisters, how often do we just try to understand it with our own knowledge?
我们用好多的心思，我们也盼望明白神的话。
We spend a lot of time, we find different ways to understand the words.
是的，你要明白，需要我们的悟性被开通。
Yes, but you have to understand that your spirit of understanding has to be opened.
是需要用到我们的心思。
Yes, you have to spend effort on it.
但是保罗他先告诉我们。
But more importantly, Paul said,
你要求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
That you have to ask from the spirit that gives wisdom.
圣灵来了。
When the spirit comes,
带我们进入一切的真理。
Then the spirit will bring us into the truth.
好让我们昏暗的悟性好像就发挥不了作用。
So that our natural flesh, our understanding is now meaningless.
我们需要使人智慧和启示的灵。
What we need is the spirit of wisdom.
我们才有可能真知道他。
So that through that spirit, we can now know him truly.
弟兄姐妹，每一次我们来到主话语的面前。
So brothers and sisters, every time when we come before his words,
我们在读的时候，你是不是在里面先向主祷告？
When we read his words, do we start with a prayer?
主啊，赐给我赐人智慧和启示的灵。
Do you ask for the spirit of understanding?
今天圣灵就住在我们的里面。
So today we have the spirit.
好让我们向他来祷告。
And this spirit wants us to pray.
我们要，他就赐给我们。
When we ask, he will give.
因为他已经给我们了。
Because he wants to give.
很多时候我们还靠着我们自己，我们在读主的话，我们靠着我们的自己的想法，我们想来认识这位神。
But how often do we come reading his words with our own understanding, with our own effort, with our own mind?
宝座前的七灵。
The seven spirits before the throne.
还有七，它是七角。
It is the seven horns.
它是完全的能力。
It has the perfect power.
我们讲到七眼。
And then you talk about the seven eyes.
是完全的智慧和启示。
It is the perfect wisdom and perfect counsel.
弟兄姐妹，这都是我们今天要经历的。
Brothers and sisters, it is something that we can experience.
我们要承认说，我永远天然生命都是软弱的。
Let us always confess that our flesh is weak.
一个最勇敢的人，他是天然生命仍然是软弱的。
Even the most courageous person, his life is weak.
一个最聪明的人，
And the one who is the smartest.
他对于神的事情仍然是愚拙的。
He, without God's understanding, is still the dumbest.
七角七眼。
The seven horns and the seven eyes.
就是神的七灵。
Which are the seven spirits of God.
撒迦利亚书第四章十节说：“谁藐视这日的事为小呢
？”In Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10, it says, "For who has despised the day of small things?"
这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛。
That these seven eyes are the eyes of Jesus.
遍察全地。
That he now sees the whole world.
今天神的旨意正在这里运行。
And today God's will is being operated.
圣灵在执行神的旨意。
It is the Spirit that executes God's plan.
这七眼讲到耶和华的眼睛。
So these seven eyes talk about the eyes of God.
他遍察全地。
That he sees the whole world.
他在看什么呢
？What is he trying to see?
他这边就让我们看见了。
Here it tells us,
他看见所罗巴伯手拿线砣。
It says that he will see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel.
就欢喜。
Then he is joyous.
当这些子民从被掳之地归回到耶路撒冷去。
When these people are now taking to Jerusalem.
他们要重新把祭坛建起来。
And they, when they come back to Jerusalem, the first job is to rebuild the altar.
他们要重新把圣殿建起来。
To rebuild the temple.
我们知道仇敌在那里有多少的拦阻，多少的攻击。
We see at that time the enemy is trying to do everything to stop that.
他们也曾经灰心了，他们也曾经害怕了。
And these people, they were discouraged and they were in fear once.
他们也曾经停工了。
And they stopped the work.Before.
但是神借着先知再来激励他们
But then God through the words of his prophets encouraged his people
教他们不要害怕
To tell them not to be in fear
教他们不被这个世界掳去他们的心
To tell them not to be taken captive by this world
他看见所罗巴伯手拿着线砣
So now God sees the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel
我们知道线砣是为着建造的
We see that this plumb line is to measure and to build
这是末后时代他们所做的的事情
That it is what the people do at this end time.
是恢复的子民，他们在那里所建造的。
These are the people who restore to rebuild.
那个殿远远不能比起所罗门所建造的圣殿。
Even though this temple cannot be compared to the temple in Solomon.
但是神看末后的荣耀是大过先前的荣耀。
But yet the new glory that God see in this temple is far greater than the one before.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道现在是圣灵的时代。
Brothers and sisters, we know that it is the age of the Holy Spirit.
我们的主为我们复活升天了。
We know that our Lord has died, resurrected, and exalted.
他得着了荣耀。
And now he is glorified.
这荣耀之耶稣的灵今天赐给我们。
And this glorified spirit now is given to us.
我们在启示录里面看见有这么多地方讲到圣灵。
So in the book of Revelations, we see so many mentions of the Spirit.
他执行神的旨意。
And this Spirit operates God's will.
从启示录第二章我们看见他向七个教会来发声说话。
So in Revelation chapter 2, we see God's words to the seven churches.
我们知道每一个教会它的情形不太一样。
And we see of each church, the condition is different.
那我们也可以从一个时代的角度，我们看见从使徒时代一直到他们在逼迫的里面四美拿的教会，然后我们看见讲到一个时代，它都有它的一些特点。
And then we see throughout the ages as the church evolved, when it was forming and when it was being persecuted, and now.
然后我们看见到最后是老底家的教会。
And we see that at the end when you talk about the church of Laodicea.
很多人就说这个好像是我们今时代的一个光景。
And then a lot of people mention that the church of Laodicea is like the church of today.
不冷不热的。
That it is neither warm or cold.
自以为是富足的。
We think that we are prosperous.
其实是贫穷的。
But yet we are poor.
自以为是很有眼光可以看见的。
We thought that we are filled with vision.
实际却是瞎眼的。
But yet we are indeed blind.
弟兄姐妹，圣灵向这些教会所说的话
So brothers and sisters, the words from the Spirit to these seven churches
他向众教会所说的话
It is speaking to all the churches
他凡有耳的就应当听
That all the ones who have ears, let them hear
今天圣灵他向教会说话
Today the Spirit is speaking to the church
这七个教会我们看见每一个情形不一样
And these seven churches, all of them are slightly different
有的有称赞
There are some with praise
有的可能没有
there are some without.
大多都有责备,
but all of them, they all have scrolls.
有的没有,
some not.
但是对每一个教会,
but to all of the churches,
全都呼召得胜者,
God is calling up his overcomers.
对每一个教会, 他都讲同样的话,
to all the churches, God says the same thing.
圣灵向众教会所说的话,
the Spirit that speaks to the churches.
凡有耳的,
that he who has an ear, let him hear.
弟兄姐妹, 今天圣灵在我们的里面说话,
brothers and sisters, the Spirit is speaking to us today.
哦, 圣灵光照启示, 焚烧,
the Spirit that reveals the lights up and burn.
很多时候我们在里面, 我们说, 听见了主向我们说话,
sometimes we hear God speaking to us.
我们知道主是在圣灵里面向我们说话,
and we know that God speaks to us through the Spirit.
多少时候你在外面的环境艰难,
how often when we face a difficult time?
也许我们也向主祷告, 呼求,
yes, at that time we may pray.
主啊, 你救我脱离这个环境,
and says, Lord, save me from this.
救我脱离这样的一个重担,
save me from this burden.
圣经给我们许多的应许,
and the Bible gives us a lot of promises.
祂是天天背负我们重担的主,
that says that this is the Lord who carries our burden daily.
祂是乐意听我们祷告的主,
this is the Lord who wants to hear our prayers.
我们也知道祂听我们的祷告,
and we know that this is the God who hears our prayers.
但是弟兄姐妹, 你有没有经历到说, 好长一段时间, 可能外面的环境, 你怎么祷告, 怎么祷告, 主好像都没有把祂挪去,
brothers and sisters, you may have experienced that sometimes it doesn't matter how hard you pray, you feel that God is not responding.
然后有一天当我们伏在主的脚前,
but one day when you come before the Lord,
圣灵向我们说话了,
then the Spirit speaks.
啊, 圣灵向我们光照,
the Spirit now reveals,
启示,
reveals and lights up.
很多时候你求是祂帮你做完这件事, 祂挪去这个拦阻, 祂 帮你解决这个问题,
how often when we pray, we ask the Lord to take this away or to give us that or to answer this.
当我们遇见主的时候,
but when we actually get to meet the Lord,
我相信你会经历到, 你会看见的, 是我们自己里面多少的亏欠,
I believe what you will see is how short are we from His glory.
不是神祂要我们受苦,
not that God wants us to suffer.
忽然间你看见了, 是我这个人, 是我的骄傲,
all of a sudden, you realize that it is my pride.
才有这样思维的环境领导,
it is from my pride that I put myself in this situation.
是神爱我们爱到一个地步,
it is God who loves us until that point.
祂要把最好的来赐给我们,
that He wants us to have His best.
祂容许外面的环境,
so that's why He let this happen to us.
很多时候祂容许许多仇敌的攻击,
a lot of times He let the enemies attack us.
但是祂最重要的目的,
but what His ultimate goal is,
是要改变我们,
is that He wants us to repent.
所以祷告你就经历到说, 当我们为着环境祷告,
so when we pray, understand that when we pray for our circumstances,
我们为着难处, 为着各样的情形,
when we pray for a specific difficult task,
你来到主的面前,
but why don't you just come to the Lord?
圣灵祂向我们的心说话,
the Spirit will speak to your heart.
哦, 弟兄姐妹, 让我们看见, 我才是这个问题的中心啊,
brothers and sisters, at that point you will realize that you are the problem.
祂的光照在我们的里面,
when the light is shining on you,
叫我们认罪, 叫我们悔改,
when you confess and repent,
你里面得着一个 说不出来的喜乐,
and then after that, you will have this joy that cannot be described.
有一个平安是你没有办法解释的,
you have this peace that you can't even explain.
多少时候外面的环境还没有改变,
so how often that our circumstances has not changed,
但是我们里面改变了,
but we have changed.
我们喜乐了,
that now I am joyous.
我们超越了,
now I have overcome.
因为我们认识了神祂的心意,
because now I know His will.
弟兄姐妹我们会向主感谢,
brothers and sisters, then we'll come with a thanksgiving.
多少弟兄姐妹, 多少诗人, 他们在最艰难的环境里面, 他们忽然向主,
how many brothers and sisters and how many of the psalmists in the most difficult time they come back with a praise. Today the Spirit is the Spirit of God. The Spirit that speaks to each one of us. The Spirit that speaks to the church. And these words,
把祂的心意开启在我们的里面,
bring God's will to our heart.
主的话, 他就是灵，就是生命。
God's words, His words are the spirit, are alive.
他的话出来就不突然的返回。
When His words come out, it will never be rebuked.
他用他的话来建造教会。
It is through His words that He built us.
今天我们看见圣灵的工作。
So today, let us see the work of the Spirit.
向众教会来说话。
The Spirit that is speaking to the church.
启示录五章六节，刚刚我们读了前面哈。
Revelation 5:6, we just read the first half of the verse.
在宝座中有羔羊站立。
He says that there on the throne there is a lamb standing.
像是刚刚被杀过的。
As if slain.
还有七角七眼。
Having seven horns and seven eyes.
就是神的七灵。
Which are the seven spirits of God.
下面讲到奉差遣往普天下去的。
Then it says, sent out into all the earth.
今天我们看见在宝座前那个荣耀的景象。
Today, these glorious visions in front of the throne.
圣灵是差遣出去。
But you see that the Spirit is sent out.
去执行神的旨意。
Sent out to operate God's will.
当主在最后给我们一个大的使命。
So now God gave us His greatest commission.
他说你们要去。
He says, go forth.
使万民做我的门徒。
To make all people my servants.
弟兄姐妹，主不是单独打发我们个人出去。
So brothers and sisters, the Lord is not just sending you out.
他能够说你们去，使万民做他的门徒。
When he says that, then go out and make people my disciples.
他同时差遣圣灵与我们同去。
Not just we are going forth, but the Spirit is going with us.
今天圣灵带来主与我们的同在。
Today the Spirit shows the indwelling of Christ in us.
我们知道主在圣灵里面回来。
We know that Christ has come back to us through the Spirit.
他永远与我们同在。
And through the Spirit, He is always with us.
他那样的乐意与我们同行。
And He wants to walk with us.
今天你去传福音。
So today, when you go preach the gospel,
兄姐妹，不是我在这里传福音。
Brothers and sisters, it is not you speaking.
是圣灵与我们一同在这里传福音。
But it is the Spirit and you together.
当人能够愿意得救。
So when a person is willing to be saved,
我们知道主，我感谢你。
Then we will say thanks to you, O Lord.
这是圣灵的工作。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit.
宝座前的七灵。
It is the Spirit before the throne.
奉差遣往普天下去。
Who is sent out into all the earth?
要执行神的旨意。
To operate God's will.
今天我们何等的有福。
So today, how blessed are we?
我们能够与神同工。
That we can work with God.
我们经历在所有服事的里面，圣灵与我们在这里一同的服事。
That through all of our services, we are serving with the Spirit.
很多时候我们去看望。
So a lot of time when we go visit.
常常我们是两个两个出去哈。
We usually go in pairs.
当你在讲话的时候。
And when we speak.
另外一位肢体呢，就在那里祷告。
The other member would pray.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要圣灵来运行。
So brothers and sisters, we need the Spirit to work among us.
圣灵来工作。
We need the Spirit to work among us.
我们才知道这是人手所不能做的工作。
And we will understand that it is not hands by a work by our hands.
每一个愿意相信接受耶稣基督成为他救主的。
For someone that is now willing to receive Christ as his Savior.
我们说这都是圣灵的工作。
We all say that it is the work of the Spirit.
今天不是我们的口才，我们能够说服别人来相信。
Today it is not from my mouth but what I can say.
是他要我们来传。
But it is he who wants us to preach.
但是我们相信圣灵在人的里面来做工。
So let us have faith that it is the Spirit that will work through us.
今天我们看见圣灵受差遣往普天下去。
Here it says that the Spirit is being sent out into all the earth.
要执行神的旨意。
To operate God's will.
今天这是末后的时代。
And today we are at the end of time.
这是圣灵的时代。
This is the time of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够成为蒙恩蒙爱的儿女。
We are now the blessed and beloved children.
主为我们付了极重的代价。
Our Lord has paid a price for us.
今天是叫我们能够领受这所有的天上所要给我们属灵的福分。
So today we can receive all the fullness from heaven.
他叫我们来等候。
And he also asked us to wait.
那所应许的圣灵。
To wait for the anointed spirit.
等到五旬节的时候，圣灵大大的降临。
During the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes.
我们知道圣灵已经来了。
We know that the Spirit has come.
他就在我们中间。
And now the Spirit is among us.
他正在运行。
It is walking among us.
我们的主也就住在我们的里面。
Through the Spirit, our Lord dwells in us.
但是很多时候是我们把它限制了。
How a lot of times it is us that limits the Spirit.
是我们没有认识。
because we don't know the spirit.
它叫做宝座前的七灵。
It is the seven spirits before the throne.
完全的能力。
With perfect power.
完全的启示。
With perfect revelation.
完全的光照。
With perfect light.
好，我们就要承认说，主啊，我们今天得着的实在是太少太少了。
So let us confess that what we have received is too little.
有时候我们还碰到有很多的个人或者团体哈，他们就是尽了所能的一切来反对圣灵。
And then we see that how there are groups of people that spend all their time to go against the Spirit.
他们反对各样的恩赐。
That they go against all these blessings.
后来我跟他们交通，我说今天其实我们所得着的，只能说是太少太少。
What I can say to them is that what we have received today is still too little.
主一直叫我们要等候，你要追求，你要来得啊。
The Lord wants us to wait and receive more.
圣经告诉我们说，你要大大的张口，他就要大大的充满。
The Bible says that when we open our mouth wide, then He will fill us up.
在末后的时代，你看你有各种不同的情形。
And at the end time, we see a lot of different circumstances.
今天我们巴不得我们都来到主的面前。
So today, don't we all wish to come before the Lord?
找我们该知道的，我们还是不知道。
Through the things that we thought we knew, we have no idea.
找我们该得着的。
The things that we are supposed to receive.
我们所得着的还是太少。
We said that we have not received enough.
他赐给我们的叫做宝血下的权力。
What he has given us is the power through his blood.
主他已经把这个应许的圣灵赐给我们了。
Our Lord has given us these appointed spirits.
他没有留我们在地上做孤儿。
He doesn't leave us on this earth as an orphan.
父赐下宝惠师来。
The Father has given us this counselor.
宝座前的七灵是奉差遣往普天下去的。
These seven spirits are now sent into all the earth.
是今天要完成神旨意的。
This is the spirit that operates God's will.
这位圣灵就是得荣耀之耶稣的灵。
And this spirit is the glorious Christ.
兄姐妹，是主在圣灵里面回来了。
Brothers and sisters, Christ comes to us through the Spirit.
他要充满我们。
He wants to fill you.
他要把他的心意向我们开启。
He wants to reveal his will to you.
他要我们经历他的能力。
And he wants you to experience his power.
经过柔软，经过顺服，弟兄姐妹，有一个能力，今天要神儿女在地上能够显出来的。
Through our humbleness, through our obedience, God wants to show His strength.
他叫我们得着一个完全的启示。
He wants us to have this perfect revelation.
圣灵来了，带我们进入一切的真理。
The Spirit's come to bring us into the truth.
弟兄姐妹，圣灵来了，他光照启示，他焚烧我们。
Brother and sister, the Spirit comes to reveal, to light, and to burn us.
把我们一切不属于主的，他把我们焚烧掉。
To burn away all those things that don't belong to God.
今天我们就是简单来到主的面前。
So today, let us simply just come before the Lord.
凭信来领取写下的权利。
Through faith, let us receive this power.
圣灵就在我们的里面。
The Spirit is already around us.
圣灵就在我们的中间。
The Spirit is already in the midst of us.
今天我们等候不是一些外面特殊的你的经历，或者说你一些的表现。
So today, what we're waiting for is not an experience so extraordinary that is outside of our reach.
今天我们得着
这
位得荣耀之耶稣的灵。
Brothers and sisters, the spirit that we are promised to receive is the spirit of Christ.
我们的心转向他。
So let us turn to him.
我们里面有一个渴慕。
Let us have this longing.
他在我们中间正在运行。
Because the spirit is already working among us.
那我们说主，你就来充满我们。
So all we have to say is fill us.
你就充满每一颗心。
Fill all of our hearts.
我们也不是等到特会的时候，最后一个晚上我们才在那里追求圣灵。
We're not only waiting for the last night of our summer retreat to just be filled on that night.
圣灵就在我们的每一天生活当中。
The spirit is with us every day.
要把那属天一切的丰满，他要浇灌下来。
And how the spirit wants to fill you every day.
我们举手向他请。
So let us raise our hand and ask for
it. 姐妹，这是我们的一个心愿。
Brothers and sisters, let that be our desire.
这要成为一个信心的祷告。
Let that become our prayer.
求你赐下焚烧的灵来。
We ask for the burning spirit.
我们向他大大的张口。
Then let us open our mouth.
他要大大的充满我们。
And then he will fill us.
你软弱吗？
Are you weak today?
我们向他大大的张口。
Go open your mouth.
圣灵要来充满。
The Spirit will fill you.
你觉得渴望更多认识主吗？
Do you want to know our Lord more?
你要向他大大的张口。
Then you open up your mouth.
宝座前的七灵。
Then the seven spirits before the throne,
七角有七眼,
with seven horns and seven eyes,
他要来充满你,
will fill you.
你觉得重担你担不了了吗?
You think that a burden is too heavy for you to carry?
我们就这么简单来到主面前, then
just come simply before the Lord and ask. Then the Spirit will give you strength. So that we can follow Him in our life. Let us sing Psalm 248 again.
弟兄姐妹请我们站起来唱
Brothers and sisters, stand up and sing.
你说心里面你真是愿意这样子来祷告 当你唱的时候 你可以来到前面
You can come forward as we sing.
我们的心就是单单转向主
So that we will turn our heart solely to Christ.
圣灵正在我们中间运行
That the Spirit is among us.
你有没有觉得圣灵好像瀑布一样浇灌下来
You feel that the Spirit like a waterfall is falling on you.
有人讲说好像电流在这边流过一样
Some people describe it as a wave of electricity passing through you.
我们不是在于这些经历
Now, it's not this experience we're after.
但是我们相信圣灵他要浇灌每一颗心
But we believe that the Spirit wants to fill us.
这是我们写下的权利
It is a power that has given to us.
是我们该得的权利
It is something that we are promised to have.
宝血已经为我们流了
The blood is given to us.
圣灵已经赐下来了
The Spirit is given to us.
主要我们做的是什么?
And what is the Lord asking us to do today?
就叫我们用信心来接受
Is that we will receive it with faith.
我们来唱这样的诗歌
Let us sing this song.
请弟兄为我们, 姊妹为我们弹一句, 我们就来唱。